A dead coral reef is alive, NASA holds its Artemis line, and federal science faces a political threat. Marine biologists using underwater drones have discovered a thriving mesophotic coral ecosystem on the Gulf of Guinea continental shelf off the coast of Benin, a reef presumed dead or non-existent for 60 years based on earlier surveys. Mesophotic reefs exist at depths between roughly 30 and 150 meters, where reduced thermal stress from surface warming events may allow survival long after shallower reefs have bleached and died. The finding raises the possibility that other reef systems written off in understudied ocean zones may similarly persist and could shift both scientific attention and conservation funding toward deeper ecosystems. NASA's administrator stated that the Artemis III crewed lunar landing mission remains on track despite a Blue Origin explosion. Significant because Blue Origin's Blue Moon lander is a key component of the mission. Whether the explosion affected systems critical to the Artemis timeline, or whether NASA is managing congressional expectations to avoid budget and schedule panic, remains unclear. The Artemis program has already slipped its schedule multiple times. Trump ordered a probe of the National Academy of Sciences, accusing it of issuing fraudulent climate guidance and implicitly threatening its federal funding. The NAAS is a private nonprofit chartered by Congress to provide independent scientific advice, not a government agency, and previous administrations, even skeptical ones, generally avoided direct accusations of fraud against it. Conditioning federal NAAS funding on changes to its scientific conclusions would represent a direct interference with institutional scientific independence, with significant implications for how the U.S. is perceived internationally as a science-based regulatory environment. A Senate bill to overhaul FCC broadband maps passed with bipartisan support. Current maps rely on self-reported data from internet service providers with an obvious incentive to claim coverage in areas they don't adequately serve, and federal broadband infrastructure funding is allocated on that basis, meaning rural and underserved communities routinely miss out on investment they are entitled to. Accurate maps are a prerequisite for fixing the underlying problem. Post-tropical cyclone Alida was also driving unusual humidity and high surf along the California coast, with a high surf advisory in effect through Tuesday night for areas that rarely see tropical origin swells.